to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's number one podcast. That's right. We are the Video Game Bang, powered by NRG Esports, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and, of course, our new sponsor, everybody. I'm going to keep saying it until it's true. Ginger Elizabeth's Chocolates, everybody. That's right. Ginger Elizabeth's Chocolates. I don't know how their slogan. We're going to have to go and figure out what their slogan is right now. But Ginger Elizabeth Chocolates, everybody. Do not turn that dial because... What? Okay, I got somebody showing me something in studio. What, blank space? You think I care about blank space? That's a statement. That's what that is.
That's a Taylor Swift song.
That's it. Really?
Yeah.
That's sad that you know that.
I have a wife.
Oh, yeah, don't blame that on the wife situation.
Oh, that's what wives are for.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not what they're for. So the real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
And I'm pretty sure that people would love to know, why in the world do you know a Taylor Swift song? And
I
it's
have,
not your wife.
I have a wife, but you know what I realized about Taylor Swift the other day?
What?
Her entire career is based on her life going to hell.
No.
Think about it. Every song
is
about somebody wronging her. Or breaking up with her.
Here's the genius in it.
All right.
I'm dating somebody.
Yep.
I get dumped or I dump them.
Yeah.
I make millions off of that.
There you go. But here's
the
thing,
genius
though.
About
here's
it.
Here's the sad part, though.
Okay.
Is you're sitting around and you're thinking, boy, Taylor Swift hasn't dropped a new single in a while. Oh, her life must be going really well for her.
No, not necessarily.
We depend on her life.
She's building it. Maybe she's dating somebody
the
in the background. You know,
because
that's always,
that.
Always what it
that
is.
Album.
Maybe she's befriending another celebritant.
Can you imagine dating her and knowing?
Oh, no, I would never.
You're dating her, and as you're dating her, she's like, you're like, you know what? She's just writing her next album.
Yeah, because literally, as soon as I'm like, you know, I go to pick her up, we're about to go out, and she's, you know, in the living room with a guitar and a notepad. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Smack that in her hand.
Yeah.
Every time you guys fight, she goes,
Yeah, no.
Okay. Pulls out a notepad. Makes a little note.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry. I probably wouldn't, at this point in time, probably wouldn't date Taylor Swift. Sorry, Taylor.
No.
It just wouldn't happen.
I know. She's really disappointed now.
Steven Gutierrez is back for the international appeal. What's happening?
But where am I?
Are you in? That's horrible.
No. Okay. This
no,
is...
I get it. I
you
know.
Get it? Are you looking at the screen?
Are you sure?
I'm looking at the screen now, and I'm freaking pissed.
Because you weren't paying attention.
Do I need to move?
Hey!
No, yeah, because then it's going to be...
Ivy Doom Kitty just up for 5 months in a row, everybody.
What? I wish we had notifications to tell us things like that.
What happened with the notifications?
Yeah, and not only that,
it's
the $10 sub. So
yeah!
My Twitch Prime sub, I'm paying
She's
for
She's making
it.
That bougie what? Money.
You heard
She's
her
making
voice.
She's making that internet in the car money.
You heard her voice, everybody.
Yeah.
The lovely, talented... beautiful Ivy Doom Kitty is here, everybody.
Oh, hi guys.
That's what you get with the subs. When the subs come, you get all the compliments and all the types of things like that.
And the beautiful.
And the beautiful.
Well, and the camera,
Ivy Doom Kitty.
Cameras are on. You
guys.
Can't.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
I have poop on my head.
Oh, what?
See, and then she goes and ruins it.
Okay, and then we go and see that.
Her camera's glitching out, so I literally think she has poop on her head.
Well, no, she had poop.
She has a lot of cats.
There was poop. Yeah, that's okay. All right, cool. All right. So as you can see, Corey is not with us.
She's a scat man.
That's
Corey cool. has departed the living.
So we had an empty chair. Oh, yeah, back.
He is in Washington D.C., so it's entirely possible that's fact.
Crack epidemic out there.
It's everywhere.
Crack epidemic.
I'm saying that because there's a lot of politicians there, and they're crazy, and there's got to be. A reason for that, and I'm gonna say crack.
It's cocaine.
Let's see what you did.
It's there. All the same. Cocaine, crack, holes.
They just put it in a ball and then go to town.
There you go.
That's what they do.
There you go.
You don't see that on C-SPAN.
So
you cut the cameras.
They
away.
Just finished.
here's a to level it out real quick. How much do you think in a year
Webb and Steven, Ivy, I will get to you in a second. Do you think you spend on video games? Like, if you had a roundabout number, you know, what is it, 200 maybe? Because, you know, that's maybe like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah,
that's I would say 200 or less.
That's a whole year, though.
A whole year, 200 or less. And that's only because, like I said last episode, I don't keep games. If I'm done with it, unless I love that game or I got it as a present, I'm going to take that and I'm going to turn that into cash towards another game.
Checking the cash.
So you checking
you,
the cash.
You recycle your games.
I recycle. I'm green.
Save money.
I'm
as well.
A green gamer.
No, that's good.
That's good. That's good. Steven, your rebuttal.
If this was like 4 years ago, I would have probably said like maybe close to $300 to $400 throughout
okay.
the year.
$300 to $400. Okay.
But as of lately, like
the average has gone down.
The average has definitely gone down. So I'd probably even say probably about the same as Webb, maybe even less. Especially with this past year.
Okay.
And I'm more like frugal. So like Steam sale comes along. I'll probably buy like 10 games, spend
for
like
$10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's not bad.
And they'll hold me over.
So now we turn our attentions to one Miss Ivy Doom Kitty.
Hey. What do I spend?
No. That's not what we're talking about now.
No.
I talked about a hobby of these two gentlemen. And now we're going to talk about a hobby of yours. You thought this was the video game bang. This is actually an intervention. Because you seem to have an issue with makeup.
It's only during the holiday season when a gajillion palettes and gift box thingies pop out.
That's exactly what an alcoholic says. Drink during the holidays.
Exactly.
When the gift packs come out.
Rum and eggnog.
Ivy, this is a safe place. We all love you. Okay. So tell us about your makeup collection here.
I love eyeshadow palettes.
We all do.
I have palettes that I bought last year that are still sitting underneath of my
tree,
like my bathroom sink thingy, the drawer. I've been collecting them palettes. And I can't use them because they look so pretty. I don't want to.
Wait, hold on.
You're spending money on this stuff and not using it?
Here we go.
Not yet.
This is why it's a safe place.
I'll put it this way. My mother used to work for
Sephora.
One of the makeup counters, and one of them was Christian Dior.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Swanky.
And she got like these amazing, like high pigmented eyeshadows, and she gave them to me, and I still have them in every once in a long while. I'll break those out and I'll use them because they don't make those specific ones anymore. Yeah. But yeah,
they
I went
lead-based
on
paint out of makeup.
Kate, did you know that makeup goes bad, right?
No.
Is there an expiration date on makeup?
Yes, there's an expiration date on makeup.
Technically, yes, but no one listens
to that.
It's
like saying medicine.
Yeah, nobody listens to it, and then they go, why do I have a sty on my face? Oh, because your makeup is bad.
No, you can disinfect it by putting alcohol on it. It's fine.
So and there's the alcohol. Now we're down to the actual.
Sheldon knows what I'm talking about.
Sheldon says Sephora.
I am a member. There's VIB on Sephora, and then there's VIB Rouge, and I'm a VIB Rouge.
What is VIB?
It's like a VIP, but like
VIB Rouge is something
vulnerable
something.
Idiot buyers club.
Hey,
geez.
So my
you have fired. To spend. You have to spend $1,000 a year on makeup too.
Good
lord. So am I wrong, Aaron?
Good lord, Ivy. $1,000.
I say vulnerable individual buyers.
So I go through makeup very quickly. I use a lot of mascara and a lot of liquid liner.
So my wife is a VIB member at Sephora.
That's crazy. That's
no,
also
no, no, no,
crazy.
No, hang on. Today, VIB is not the 1,000. VIB is like, Ivy, what's VIB? Is that like 500?
VIB, I think it's 500. Yeah. 1,000 is.
That's so, what your wife says.
So she texted me like a week ago and she's like, oh, I only need to spend like, what was it? I think it was like $500 more this year in order to get VIB Rouge. I go, well, it looks like you're not going to get VIB Rouge.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to spend another $500 on makeup.
VIB Rouge.
Your divorce would be cheaper. Just do it.
If they did that for like, and we'll switch it, bring it back around to video games, where you had to buy a certain amount of video games a year with a company,
yeah,
and you got DLC free, How about that? So, like, instead of season passes,
right?
If you're a, let's just throw this company, I don't care, EA.
Okay.
If you're an EA Access member or whatever, and you you bought like three of their games, and it's over the amount that, well, first of all, they'd have to produce that many freaking games, but and you're, you know, you're above that purchase amount, and they were like, okay, so now you get free DLC for, you know, this game, you know, Star Wars or something like that. Would you guys be more inclined to buy more video games?
I would.
It depends on the company. EA, probably not, because I don't play a whole lot of EA games.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't either. Sports games? Nah, not my style.
I don't have a lot of games from one specific company. That's the hard thing.
You're well-rounded?
I'm well-rounded. Now, if it was like a Best Buy thing...
I'm well-rounded, too, at, up top.
Don't put impure thoughts in my head, Ivy.
Thank
Best you. Buy has that Gamers Club unlocked, but I mean that's different because you just pay $30 for 2 years, and then for 2 years you get 20% off games.
Well, that's like
plus bonus trade
GameStop's
value.
Thing with the ten yeah. percent off with the card,
right?
Which now they're doing this thing where you pay $60,
and it's an Elite Pro.
It's not well. It's something above that. It's
right.
like Power Pass or something.
There's like oh so you have God. Pro
where you can go and like anytime you want, you can swap out a game.
Oh, it's the rental service, right?
But you remember how we had
yeah,
to check
yeah,
out
yeah,
games?
Yeah, it's the rental.
It's basically
service.
That.
It's the rental service
for them,
paying.
But it's $60 a month. So you pay that one time fee.
$60 a month.
Any used?
Wait, a month or a year?
I'll have to double check that. I think it's a month though.
Damn.
Or it might be like 3 months or something. I forget. But it's you switch it out whenever you want.
Here's what's wrong with that though. How many times have you rented a DVD or a game from Redbox and you go and you open it up and it's scratched up?
I've never rented a game.
Hold
game.
Up.
Wait.
El Jefe Review subbed for freaking 4 months in a row.
Yeah.
Look at El Jefe. You know what? We really need some freaking
I'm the new Twitch alert.
Okay. Perfect.
Show me what you've got.
Because I've got nothing here besides the clapping. So thank you, El Jefe Reviews, for subbing.
El Jefe.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, good sir. Right, enough of that. but okay, so I mean... You know, even in chat, Bezer, which we haven't seen him in a long time. Welcome back, Bezzy. Says,
is that Bezer?
Yeah. Says EA Access gets you 10%, you know, if you're a part of their little service and everything like that. So, you know.
Yeah, but then again, you're on EA games.
Yeah. I mean, like, I play like
FIFA. So you can play
FIFA.
Sports and That's you can play it. Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not a big thing or whatever. But, well, you know, whatever. I had that actually in the news for last week, I believe. About
The GameStop rental program.
The GameStop
I think
rental
you did.
Program.
I think you did.
Yeah, I don't know. We used to do when we worked at GameStop. It was a free thing because we worked there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But I guess if you pay, you know, a certain amount, then
it's $60 for 6 months.
Not bad.
Okay,
so that's better.
Okay,
that's a lot
better.
Better.
It'd be better if it was
then.
A year. Yeah. But okay,
yeah, so, that's fair. That's
so
not like,
it's 10 bucks a month.
That. $10 a month, and you just
and
you,
you
go, you
swap
pick up
out,
a game.
Yeah,
any
used one.
Any used
to
game,
and you can keep it. Like if you get one game, you can keep it the whole month, and then switch it out whenever you know whatever. So that option's still there.
So let me pitch you a scenario because this is a scenario that probably happened to me. You get the game,
mm-hmm.
and you're playing it, and you keep it for a whole 6 months, and you never go and exchange it. At the end of the is it just yours?
Well, you already paid $60. Oh, that's another thing. At the end of the six months,
uh-huh.
whatever game you have, or you can basically the last one you pick is yours.
Oh,
yeah,
because
you've
already paid $60. Because you've
already paid
$60,
so you get to keep it.
Which sucks because if it's a $10 game
well,
that you just had extreme amount of fun with,
you go with the $54.99 used
yeah,
one at the end.
Yeah.
Man,
it's smart.
It's end of the month, and you see a whole bunch of people just like speeding to GameStop because they got to swap out their game
yeah.
for the something good.
I don't know if I would
yeah.
do that, though.
I don't know.
There are people that would.
Ivy, did
Maybe
you
I'll
ever do
it.
the Blockbuster rental games a long time ago when that was still a thing?
I did rent some games. Like way back when, like we're talking like freaking Crash Bandicoot era.
Yeah. Because that was the thing. When I was younger, we used to scrounge for like $5 to go to the Blockbuster and get a game, like rent a game.
Yeah. No, not only did
that,
I rent games.
And Hollywood Video had games also that I picked up a lot.
Yeah, I never went to Hollywood Video.
Never?
Yeah.
No, I was a diehard.
And Battle Arena Toshinden on PlayStation 2.
Ooh, look at you. Deep cuts.
Yeah.
Not only did I rent games, but I rented consoles too.
Pitfall 3D, Parappa the Rapper.
Those are the old schools.
Man, look.
Yeah.
Deep cut.
I never rented consoles. You rented consoles?
I did. I rented a PlayStation one time because I didn't have one. I was always, growing up, I was always Nintendo. Until maybe fifth or sixth grade, I got an Xbox.
Okay.
But I was always Nintendo. I had a regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, and then I played Halo at a friend's house, and I was like, I have to have this.
Yeah, we shut down Incredible Universe whenever we played Halo for the first time.
Yeah.
Shut it down, played it all day, two players co-op, and then they never brought it back. They said we
were you
nuts.
Hook them all? Where you hook up your consoles and your TVs together like a LAN game?
Oh yeah,
I did that.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was so dope. Good.
That was the majority of my eighth grade weekends.
We were. I watched a video where they were talking about like what's the best retro game or whatever.
Yeah.
From the 90s. Sorry, from the 90s. I think one of the people on the panel was saying they don't do split screen with video games anymore. And I was like, there's some out there. I mean, it's not as prominent as it used to be, but you know, you can still find maybe some indie games that do it, that harken back to the old school stuff. But yeah, it's pretty much online. I don't think you, if everything rolls from going to a store or Redbox to online rentals, then I'm all down for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know about going to a GameStop to pick out a used game or whatever. But, I mean, it might be for somebody out there. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
The more you know.
So, let's see. Rolling with that, we don't have the regular soundboard people, and that's actually a good thing. But apparently we have a brain bang question.
We have a brain bang.
Let's do it.
Brain bang.
Okay,
brain.
I said we don't have the soundboard. That doesn't mean you substitute for it.
All right.
You don't have to bring back the douchebag points. Because I will.
Because you are about to get a lot.
I will.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Down. All right, so Xbox One X was launched the other day, and I asked the question.
How many suckers bought it?
Yeah.
I want it. I didn't get it. I'm so sad.
Hold on. Before you ask the question, why are you sad about that?
Because I need to have it.
You have that 4K TV, right? And it's probably sitting in your living room, right?
No.
Wait. Hold on. You don't have a 4K TV?
No.
Okay. Why are you excited and sad that you didn't get this thing then?
It's new and all right, shiny.
That's
shiny.
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Wait, Ivy,
on with the
Ivy,
yes.
You
on
just cut the legs out from everybody.
All right. I'll get you a Scorpio.
Kiss my ass, special cases.
Okay.
He would. Don't tell him.
Y'all stupid for even wanting one, especially Ivy.
Jeez.
Damn.
Special cases from the South. That's why he said y'all.
The Deep South.
All right, so I asked, you know, who got their Xbox One X? And is it worth it? Coming in last place, 24% was other.
No fill-ins.
So these are the choices. Best Xbox ever, buy it.
All right.
Just a more expensive S model or other.
True. Okay.
Okay. Coming in third place, 24% was other. People said non-Xbox guy. Sir Kasuni said Xbox One X is out, and I'm still trying to get an Xbox One.
There you go.
Ivy Doom Kitty said broke AF.
Oh, okay. Ivy even chimed in on there. All right. Nice.
And Anthony put a GIF of PlayStation 4 and Xbox One fencing and PlayStation winning.
Oh, wow. So somebody's a Sony fan.
So, right. Tied were the other two answers. Best Xbox ever, buy one, got 38%. And just a more expensive Xbox S got 38%.
And that's what it, I think is what it boils down to. We have a friend, an old good friend of the show, Gerald Ocon, who would constantly buy every single specialty console that would come out. So like when they came out with the Metal Gear Solid 3, I think it was.
The Gunmetal Gray one.
He was there to get that. When they had the Halo Army camouflage color one, he was there to get that one. And I remember playing just a few days ago or weeks or so ago with him.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, are you going to get this? He's like, yeah, I'm going to get the new, you know, Scorpio or the new. And I'm like, why, man? Like, why are you getting have this.
Here's the difference, though. He at least has a 4K TV.
Okay.
As we learned playing Wildlands with him.
Oh, my God. He loved the graphics.
Every 10 seconds, guys. Aaron and I are like positioning. We're like, all right, we have a Tango over on the left. Yeah. We have a sniper. And Gerald goes,
so we got 3 seconds to get this guy.
Guys, this blade of grass looks hella good right now.
Have you seen this
grass?
Look at this room. Have you seen this room?
So there's a trash bag floating across the. What does it mean?
So here's
double rainbow.
Here's the thing, though. All right. Here's why I can sort of justify. The 1X.
I'm so waiting for this explanation.
You hit the lotto and you have just extra money to burn.
There's that.
Bill Gates knocked on your door and said, here?
Here it is, though. Here it is.
I don't want this crap. Kicks it.
Let's look. Okay. Number one, it is better, but you don't technically need a 4K TV to get the full benefit of it. Even if you have a 1080p TV, then it is still going to upscale the quality. So there will be a difference. How much of a difference?
Yeah.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
How much of a difference? I don't know because I haven't seen the comparison.
I want you to put them next to each other. That should be the advertising in the store. So when Ivy gets all excited and she goes to the store and she sees the Scorpio or whatever next to the regular one on two good TVs, that should be the difference.
That should be the difference.
She should be able to look at them and be like, okay, I see the difference so much that I want that in my life.
Number two.
Okay.
Number two reason why. The processing power and the graphics power that's in it is comparable to, and this isn't just me, I've seen a lot of reviews saying comparable to a high-end PC.
Okay.
On top of that,
all right,
I believe it's VR ready.
Okay, but here's my rebuttal.
Rebut it.
Who's going to take advantage of that? The developers need to take advantage of
developers
it.
Developers are going to take advantage of it. Well, you already see that in Assassin's Creed.
I can do is it has further draw distance. That's it.
That shows the graphical power.
Okay, but the difference there is I'm not going to care about that, you having more of a further draw distance than me. Because it's a single-player game
you're
one.
You got the target audience.
I don't know who is.
It's the graphic cores. Are there enough
graphic whores out there to justify a brand new console like this? This is what this console is for.
No, yeah.
This is what this console is for. Let me tell you right now. This console is, of course, to press the power, push the power without releasing a brand new system.
Okay.
Like Xbox 2 or something like that, right? And then they're going to, I guarantee you, eventually they're going to have Xbox exclusive games. Xbox, what's the new one called?
Xbox One X.
Xbox One X exclusive things. Scorpio. You can only play this on Xbox One X.
I want to say
this is to generically extend the life of this console.
I want to say you're wrong because
they're wrong.
Okay.
Wrong. How long has this been out?
I want to be naive.
Yeah, but
because they've said that they're not going to do that.
And they also
What I think they are going to do is there will be features in games that are only available on the Xbox One X. They have to do something to make people want to get this.
Right now, they haven't done anything.
I think everything that's going to make people want to get this is in the future. Like, right now, it's VR compatible, but there's no VR compatible. Like, they don't have anything with it. I believe Oculus might work with it. I can't remember for sure, but I think I remember reading that. But from that aspect, look at how much money you would have to put into a PC to make it VR ready, and you have an Xbox for $500 that can do it.
Okay, so now if they try to push the VR thing, isn't that another thing of them saying, hey, you have to have this console to do this.
It's an alternative. It's alternative because VR is not for everybody. But those who want VR but can't afford a $1,500 PC, boom, here's a $500 Xbox, and you can do VR.
Okay. The average lifespan of an actual console is how many years? Do you know that? Off the top of your head, can you guess?
Is it 10?
Question.
Incorrect.
What is it?
Average, it's 6 years.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you actually had that.
This console came out 4 years ago.
Xbox One X? Xbox One. Yeah.
Came out 4 years ago. So instead of releasing a brand new console,
right?
How about we just up the graphics or the powerhouse of the one we have and then just kind of remarket it to you? Like a PC kind of would do.
Right.
Right? So this is artificially extending the life of a regular console while kind of transitioning people into a new console. Because I'm telling you, eventually, give it 4 years like this, and they'll have exclusives if they haven't done it within two.
Okay, but let's go. Let's base it on what we've heard so far, and it's not going to be exclusives, okay? Let's just pretend for a minute we live in a world of rainbows and butterflies, and that's the case, okay?
All
right. And we do.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
What would you rather have? Would you rather have them come out with an Xbox 2 and now Xbox One games that have only been out for 4 years are now last gen and are eventually are going to be out of, they're not going to be compatible with the Xbox 2? Or would you rather have them refresh the current console? All the Xbox games are still available. You could still play them across all three versions of the console. It's just a matter of, do you want the base model, the mid model, or the premium?
Let me answer that question with, let me get a little more information first from you.
Okay.
Is all the technology in this new Xbox One X, is this like brand new technology? Like it wasn't around 4 years ago?
I want to say yes.
Okay. So this is just an upgrade. All right. So then could they have made a console that's, I don't know, like modular like a PC?
Could they?
Yeah.
Possibly. But
technically, they could.
Technically, they could.
It'd be just the same as a PC, though.
And I think...
Right.
I mean,
you
might as well
That's what... if I remember in the early days of them talking about Project Scorpio, that was the way that they were kind of wanting gaming to go. They wanted... I think it was Phil Spencer, they were talking about that's the direction that they're aiming for, was eventually you keep your console, you swap out pieces.
So that's the direction that I would... So my whole thing would be is then I'm going to answer your question with no. I don't want to upgrade my console by paying for another full-price console. I would rather upgrade my console in pieces.
Right.
Now that's the PC gamer answer, hands down, right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even a PC gamer because I like being able to just plug and play for some reason. I just lost all hearing in my friggin'...
Turn your headphones up.
Right, yeah. I don't know what just happened. But anyway, yeah, so no. I don't want to spend another... How much is this thing, $499?
But okay,
back
so
to the $500
yes,
price
are.
Point.
Right. Ivy, you were going to pay $500 for this thing?
Man.
For what?
For this Xbox One X.
No.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So Special Cases says that the idea of splitting, of being modular, defeats the purpose of an all-in-one, push a button, you're good to go kind of thing. That's true. But I think where they would be able to get away with that is if, say, okay, so say you keep Xbox One S as your just plug and play, good to go. That's your console. That's your base console.
Thanks for the follow or the subscription there, GS
oh,
Match.
Hey!
Hey, to the Switch Prom. Yeah.
Nice.
Way to go. Bezzer, your rebuttal?
Yeah. We're waiting on you, Bez. So, Xbox One S, that's the base model.
Yes.
That's the base game console that you get. There's no modular to it. You just buy it, you plug it in, you play, you go. The Xbox One X is the higher, is a premium model. You pay more for it, but in paying more for it, you are given the option to be able to swap stuff out. A new graphics card comes out, you could swap that out. You power supply starts going out, you swap the power. It basically becomes a PC for console players. Then I could see them getting away with it and it's still being a feasible model, and they don't alienate console players. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I
need to have those two options to be able to please both of them.
I hear you. It's just, I feel like this is one step in the direction where you're going to need an Xbox One S. Like, this is just, you're going to have this thing to play this game. And if the next hotness comes out and you look at it on the commercial and stuff like that, then you're going to, people are going to be like, well, why can't I? Well, you can play this game. You just got to have the Xbox One S.
That's
it's
dumb,
It's speculation.
That's speculation. This is 100%. 100% speculation. But I think I have evidence so far that looks like it's going to back it up.
What's the evidence?
I'm talking about the first steps that they're taking. Oh, look at how this game, you have further draw distance. That's a small detail in a game. It's a very small detail, especially for a single-player game that's not really going to matter.
They have to justify buying this console in some way.
Okay. So then how do you further justify it?
More powerful.
But why?
We are ready.
Okay, yeah. Power means nothing if I'm going to be able to play the same games that they are. Yeah. And they're going to run the same way. Power means nothing. So how else am I justifying this? Give me
VR.
More. VR. Okay. That's another developer thing that developers are going to have to invest in. And then VR system, like, what are we talking about? Is there an Xbox VR right now?
No, but I believe the Oculus is compatible.
With the Xbox
with the
S?
Xbox okay. One X.
So that means I have to go buy an Oculus.
Well, yeah.
So I that mean, means how much is
gonna,
an Oculus?
You're not going to...
Isn't that like $800?
No, right. No.
Or is it lower? Is it 500?
It's lower now. I think it's 300.
Okay, so we're up to 800 really? Bucks, yeah. though. We're They're still ripped. Up to 800 bucks to do this
$500
VR.
$500 system.
Exactly.
Right. $300, yeah. Okay. But look at the PlayStation. You get the PlayStation Pro, which, if you look at the specs, I believe is far
inferior
mm-hmm. to the Xbox One X. And you get the PlayStation VR, which the PlayStation VR, I think, is 200.
Did the PlayStation Pro stuff already drop?
PlayStation Pro already dropped okay. like,
it said,
last dropped. Year.
It said PS4, or in chat saying PS4 Pro added 4K resolution, just added patches to the game to increase the frame rate and the graphics to extend games. PS4 did it right. They just sad about the backwards compatibility. Okay, yeah, that's a throwaway.
What do you mean?
But
PS Pro added 4K resolution and added patches to games to increase FPS graphics for existing games. That's what Xbox One X is doing.
No. He's saying PS4 did an update for that other stuff too. PS4 and PS4 with the PS4 Pro added 4K resolution.
Yeah, PS4 Pro added 4K resolution. I think that's what he's saying.
Okay. So, I'm in the same camp from Xbox One to PS4 Pro. Like, it's the same thing to me. You're not fooling anything. And then here's where I feel your VR argument falls apart. That's not a popular thing. That's not going to be the feature of gaming. I'm sorry,
yeah,
everybody.
It's not.
It's not going
to
be.
It's another gimmick.
It's a
Kinect.
It's a Kinect. Yeah, it's a Kinect with a little more, you know...
Razzmatazz.
Yeah, exactly.
Razzmatazz.
So when you take that away and you take that horsepower away, you still have failed to convince the jury that this thing is a necessity.
It's just changing the lifespan from 6 years to probably, what?
10.
10?
Maybe 10.
Yeah.
So and then, like, if they do not do that thing where they segregate the audience.
Say no to segregation. Ivy, what do you think?
I don't know about you guys, but all of my Xbox consoles still work. I actually did not know this, but I have freaking 4 Xbox 360 consoles sitting in my garage right now.
Good lord. What?
Why do you have so many?
I don't know why, because my sister is using my red one, the Resident Evil, I think, 5. One that I got, the Ellie edition. She has that one at her house that she borrowed from me. I have a 360 that's still plugged into the TV here. And then there's like 4 other 360s in my garage.
Do they work or are they filled with makeup?
No, they all kiss my ass.
You don't open up a 360
they
coffee shop
work.
And then just...
They all work, but I don't know why I have so many.
Oh, special
I really
cases.
Don't know.
Special They're Cases just... knows why. Special Cases says because you hate money.
I hate money?
Yeah.
I love money.
She doesn't like spending keeping it on.
Yeah. Burns a hole.
Yeah, I hate it so much. I try to get rid of it very quickly.
She's like, ew, money.
Well,
get it away.
Whether you buy it or not, we'll wrap it up with whether you buy the console, the Xbox One S, the PS4 Pro, or not. I just really, really hope that you feel like you get your money's worth, $500 worth of pretty graphics. That's what I'm gonna say right now.
$500 initially. Worth of pretty graphics.
Initially. All right.
I paid $500 for my Xbox One.
Yeah,
general.
I paid $500 for my Xbox One.
And I feel like I still got robbed. And it came with the Kinect.
Well, the Kinect is a dick.
Mine as a gift. It was a gift.
So we got some type of news?
Wow.
There we go. News music.
Ew, stripper sweat. Ew.
All right.
Now I feel like I'm
breaking
Pokemon,
news.
Though.
Breaking news in the video game world with David Webb.
New.
All right. So this one I know Ivy's going to get hyped about. I think me and Ivy, Steven Aaron, you guys could probably take some time off.
Is this about Sephora?
Nope.
Say it.
Wow. First of all, screw you. Second of all,
get it out now.
Ivy, what do you think it is?
Better out than in, I always say.
Okay. Nope, that's wrong. Harry Potter AR game confirmed by Pokemon Go developer.
Oh, okay.
Wait, are we talking like Pokemon? I mean, are we talking about like Walk the Streets type of thing?
Yep.
Enjoy it for a month, and then it'll just be an app on your phone.
Now, Ivy, you're a big Potter fan.
She's a pothead.
Yeah.
Is that what they call them? Do they call them potheads?
They call them Potterheads.
Nope, potheads.
Okay.
Potterhead. I am a Potterhead.
I thought they called him Harry Twatters.
That's okay.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's offensive?
Is it?
Wow.
So that's a
How
darker...
dare you? Where's that douchebag point?
Yeah. So you're excited, I take it, for this game.
I am so excited.
Ivy lost her crap on Twitter today.
Okay, but here's the
thing. I did lose my crap on Twitter. I was like, oh my God!
Here's the thing that I think might temper that excitement once you actually play this game.
You have to go outside.
No, here's the thing. Because I know they're probably going to do something where they pick your house in this game, right?
Yep.
Slytherin, bitches.
Now, what if, though? What if they said you're something else?
You're Hufflepuff.
What if they put you in something else?
I don't think they will.
F that noise.
Are you going to, like, Slytherin, restart the game until you get what you want?
A, yes.
I am a Slytherin. My blood flows green.
Is that what their color is?
Yeah.
They're going to be like, no. Everyone's Gryffindor unless you pay.
Oh.
That's fine.
Fine with me.
Be a Slytherin.
Fine with me.
Suckers.
Go Gryffindor.
The Slytherin way.
Go Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
Is that what you came out on Pottermore on their website?
I can't wait to see all these people looking stupid with their phones. trying to wave and do spells and drop it.
Wait, how much? Read more. I want to know if they have any actual details on this.
I want a cadaver everyone's ass. Let's
what the hell
do
is that?
And then they're just going to stand in front of you unfazed because it's real life. And you're just going to look dumb.
Avada Kedavra is a killing curse.
Oh my gosh.
Avada Kedavra.
I punch you in your face.
You know there's going to be people really into it.
Yeah. I'm 100%. 100%. I'm going to go buy a wizard robe.
I have a wizard robe.
We're done.
I
we can't
put
be friends
it on
anymore.
Right now.
Ivy, can you send me one?
Yeah, don't even know.
I will literally walk into out of this room and grab it. It's right in my closet.
It's okay. We believe you. Wizards
go
unite.
Go grab that while he's
it's
while he's
look
reading
like
the story, please.
A Buffalo Bill robe on you.
Done.
Said, would you magic me?
Harry Potter.
I'd magic me.
I'd magic me so hard.
I'd magic me so hard.
Harry Potter Wizards Unite is going to be from Niantic. It's like Pokemon Go and Ingress. It's going to be an AR experience with similar gameplay elements. Wizards Unite comes out in 2018 and will allow players to roam the real world, collecting power-ups, defending locations, and exploring their environment. Niantic has said it was the success of Pokemon Go and its unprecedented scale that made the development possible.
It puts the wand on its skin.
It puts the wand on its skin.
You guys are terrible people. Players will learn spells, explore their real-world neighborhoods and cities
Explore their real-world neighborhoods? Like they've never been there before, huh?
Never been there before. Okay. And fight legendary beasts and team up with others to take down powerful enemies.
It's a dragon! In real life, it's a bush.
How is this different than Pokemon?
It burnt out
Pokemon,
too.
You just walk to a place and then flung balls. This is like people actually trying to do magic.
This is in Ingress. You're going and you're battling people and shit.
I think you just capture locations in Ingress.
Okay, well, this is going to be better. I don't know. It doesn't say anything specifically about you moving your arm to
then what's
spells.
The point?
What's the point? You don't throw your phone to catch Pokemon Pokemon Go.
No, you flick.
Yeah, you flick your wand.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's a light flick.
Your wand.
Somebody click that out. You flick your wand. You flick your wand. A light flick. That's so horrible. So, do you think? Because we have a bar now. We've had a bar for years where this game can go. Ingress didn't. Yeah, you know, I mean, Ingress was popular, but then when Pokemon skin got wrapped around it, it was freaking astronomical for the first month or so. Do you think that there are enough potheads out there for it to be that astronomical again?
Boom! Yes, 100%.
Wait, I don't know if I can ask you this question. Oh my God! Look at this. Look at this coming in. If you have not watched the live show, people, this is exactly what you're missing.
I need a refresh. My stream is so far behind.
Apparently, Professor Ivy Doomkitty from Ravenclaw.
Slytherin! I am a goddamn Slytherin!
Does it say that on the patch?
Bitches, yes it does.
Okay, right all right. Professor Ivy Doomkitty.
PhD, apparently.
PhD of the Dark Arts from Slytherin. We'll be roaming the streets.
Petty Dabbler.
We'll be roaming the streets with her cell phone as she plays the Harry Potter game.
Is that Voldemort's wand?
No, this is the Elder Wand.
Oh, you would have the Elder Wand.
I go to the top.
It looks like your Abuelita just said, hey, go get a switch.
Yeah, get a switch on this. So it's either the switch or the chancla. What do you want?
I get that reference.
Avada Kedavra, your guys' asses.
And we're going to sit here. You know what, Ivy? I'm as big of a Harry Potter fan as
the only thing right about this right that here. I always had an issue with is if you look at the hood.
It looks like you're a clan member.
Yeah.
That's horrible. There's going to be a lot of Grand Wizards out. I'll tell you that.
God damn.
Can't wait to see this game go live.
But here's the thing.
People meeting up for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Heard there was Grand Wizards out tonight? No? Nobody? So it's a game.
Just going to mosey on out of here.
Slowly I'm playing the game too.
Yeah. I'm playing the game too.
I bet you do.
Here's the thing. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. If any house was part of the KKK, it would be Slytherin.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes a little sense. I don't know. So when this game, when is it? They said 2018.
January 1st, 2018.
No, I would say summer. It'll be summer. You want people to go outside, and that's the best time.
I think it's going
to
be like spring, so it like leads people into summer. Yeah. When did Pokemon Go come out? Was it the summer? I think it was early summer.
316 said, just don't carry a tiki torch.
It's probably an item in the game.
So these are your big wands.
Yeah, these are the tiki big torches. Ones. Now see, I'm not that versed in the Harry Potter universe. I don't know too much about it. But can you just break a stick, a wand?
No, you can't just go and snap one. Break a wand? Yeah, you can't break a wand.
I feel like you can just shoot them.
Literally, you can just take anybody's wand, snap it, toss it to the side, and you're good.
It will explode.
Yeah, theoretically, so yeah, you can.
It will explode in your hand.
How come? Wait, no, Ron Weasley's did explode.
Yep.
Right.
Like huge explosion.
But wasn't it already broken?
Enough. That's how it broke. I thought it broke in the car accident. It broke in the car accident, and it exploded.
Enough to blow your hands off, right?
No, it will hurt.
So then I can still just my hands hurt. But you have no more power now, right?
You have no power. Here.
Okay.
Oh, wait, theoretically.
Wrong story.
But how are you gonna get my wand? Explain to me how you get my wand.
Are you awake 24/7 in the Potter world?
Yeah. You don't sleep in Harry Potter.
Okay.
You don't sleep.
Okay.
For that reason.
Bunch of crackheads apparently in Harry Potter
world. They put a spell on.
Sheesh.
Avada no sleep.
Yeah.
Avada no sleep.
I feel like in the books there are probably a couple of characters going around snapping wands. Like bullies.
Yeah, Malfoy.
In the school.
Snapping wands.
They just snapping wands.
They would try. I mean, technically, if you were a good enough wizard, you could be crap.
Not everybody's Harry Potter.
Ivy, what's the spell for bringing something to you?
For what?
Bringing something to you. What's the spell?
Bringing something. Not Wingardium Leviosa.
Let's go, Professor Ivy.
Blanking on it.
Oh,
Professor
man.
Ivy.
Osseo.
Clearly,
Osseo.
She didn't go to Hogwarts.
Yes, Osseo.
So, theoretically, Osseo. You could go Osseo wand and try and pull my wand out from my hand and grab it.
Yeah, and I see your wand in your hand, and I take it.
And snap it. There you go.
You try and come up to me, I'm gonna Avada Kedavra your ass. You try to take my wand.
But you ain't even on that level of magic yet. You're
you don't have
rookie.
To be on that level. That's even that
still
makes it rookie. Worse.
See, I would worse. Do Crucio first, and then I would use Imperium
Crucio.
Because I would have them do my bidding.
You doing Crucios?
Crucio is a torture curse.
Yeah, so I would torture
it
them.
Makes it,
then
makes
I would
it
use
feel
the
like there's
Imperious
like
curse
pain, like
so
needles.
They can then do my will.
Imperium
and
curse
I'd have them do all my dirty
makes
work.
Makes you like a puppet.
And then I would use Crucio again, and then Avada Kedavra after they suffered enough.
Okay, in this whole magic world, you can just endlessly cast these things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no like stamina where you run out of energy from doing this.
This
stuff?
Is a game.
You don't have chakra.
Well,
this is
real life.
Just take energy from you.
It's not
like,
real.
You
it's
get
not
tired
a game.
Fighting.
It's not a game.
Think of like when you're sword fighting or any other kind of like thing that like if you're
they
fighting someone physically, it still like uses up your energy. So it's like you lose stamina and all that.
Okay, because I'm like, if you're just endlessly spell chucking all around, then it's just like. Okay, what's the purpose? I don't really see how they're going to integrate this into VR. I don't.
Not even
AR?
VR. It's just AR.
Or yeah. AR, excuse me. Yeah, I don't.
Video.
Like, I don't. Like, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to put your hand in front of the camera and do stuff?
I don't know.
Because you're not going to win.
Correct, Brock. I have thought this through.
You're not going to spin your
several people.
Han did shoot first.
What did Brock say?
Brock said, I feel as if Ivy has thought this out with
she
someone
probably
specific
has.
In
She's
mind.
She's probably on the developer's staff right now.
No. Not the game, but how if magic was real, how she would torture somebody.
And that's why I'm so glad it's not. Because you know
how
many people...
I would totally be... I would either be Voldemort, or I would be with Voldemort.
Hey, how about we cure cancer?
Nope.
How about we...
I'm going to torture somebody.
In hunger. How about we,
but
you know,
my
home the homeless.
You greedy bastards.
Jeez. Nah, I think I'll torture somebody and then kill somebody.
So, you know what? No, I just want my cup of coffee from that table.
Ravenclaws and Hufflepuffs will figure out cancer and world hunger. They can do that. The Slytherins are going to cause trouble, and the Gryffindors are going to stop them. That's the
Gryffindors
that's,
aren't going to do shit.
Try me.
Didn't Voldemort lose?
Yeah, he did. To a Gryffindor.
He right. lost the battle.
Right. Nobody.
So no.
The war still goes on in our hearts.
Wow. No actual gameplay mechanics yet. Besides that, what you just said.
Yep. Nothing. Okay. No details yet.
All right. No graphics.
Nope.
All right.
Nada.
Okay. What else?
But
do we
I'm
got?
Equally excited.
What else do we got?
Destiny 2 Faction Rally is live once again, and there is an exploit that
what
lets you get tokens really quickly. You know what? Just because you two are uncultured and don't like. The number one selling game of 2017.
Whoa.
You probably can recheck those facts because Call of Duty just came out.
Nope.
I know, right? Exactly.
On the way.
You know, you didn't listen to the last time when he tried to throw that out. And I was like, you know what the leading, the top selling game of last year was? Call of Duty.
Nope.
Do you know the game before that? Call of Duty.
Irregardless.
Exactly. What is this?
The Destiny 2 Faction Rally
yes.
is live. So this is the second Faction Rally of the game. First time that PC players are going to be able to participate in it. If you don't know what it is, then in Destiny, there are factions. There's Dead Orbit, there's Future War Cult, and New Monarchy.
Cult,
Each one has a specific kind of...
boring.
Thought of school of thought and how they approach the world and stuff. So you pick your
Isn't
allegiance.
Isn't it just like shoot things?
Nope.
Until your ghost moves?
You pick your allegiance, and you earn points towards that faction. The winning faction...
Okay, it's Democrats and Republicans, right?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about? Okay.
And then Greenpeace. The winning faction gets a, they sell a gun. Their like special weapon becomes available for both people of that faction and people not of that faction.
I like that. I like those, because they do that with a lot of different games.
Right.
You know, it's not a new mechanic, but I've always liked that in different games. When they did that for, what was the one that Ubisoft put out? The old Knights fighting game?
Mm.
For Honor?
For Honor.
Yeah.
You know, you can choose your faction.
Right.
And yeah. if you guys, you know, if certain things happen or whatever from the events that they have, you can get, you know, certain items and stuff
exactly.
like that. I like
so,
that. I like
much
that.
Like For Honor, you earn tokens. I don't know if that's how For Honor worked, but you do events and activities to earn tokens that then you turn in for weapons and armor and gear, and every token that you turn in goes towards the overall total to see which faction is going to win.
Okay. I'm down with that.
So with round two, faction rally number two in Destiny 2, they tweak things a little bit differently. They one of the big ways that you would do it in Destiny 2 was there are these things called hidden zones. I can't remember the exact name for it. Basically, it's a hidden zone that you would have to discover. Usually, they're underground. You kind of find them because there's a symbol on the door or on the wall next to it. It's basically like a tomb in Tomb Raider. You find this hidden tomb and you raid it. So in Destiny 2, you would fight the enemies in it, kill the boss. At the end, there's a chest that you can loot. So there's an exploit in this round. On Earth, those of you who are playing it, it's the Winding Cove. As soon as you teleport to the Winding Cove, you go north, right above, like right where you teleport to. There's a hidden zone. You go in there. And that one specifically, after you beat the boss, as soon as you loot the crate, you go up, you jump up the cliff, there's a tunnel, you go through the tunnel, and right until the next zone or the next area pops up on your HUD and shows you there, you turn around, you go back through the tunnel, back through the door, the enemies have not spawned yet, and you go back down, reopen the crate, and you get more tokens.
So you can just token farm.
Just
for
keep
hours.
Doing it. I did about 20 minutes. I got 100 tokens.
The tokens by the
by gear.
By gear.
So 20 tokens will get you an Ingram, and the Ingram decodes into usually at least a piece of gear and a weapon, and then maybe a shader or some sort of mod,
so
armor mod, or
until the next
mod.
Patch, this game is broken.
Here's the thing. They just came out with a patch on Tuesday, and it's still there.
So until the next patch until after this patch.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to. I mean, they're more
no,
than
they
likely
have
eventually going
to
fix
because,
it.
Because, yeah, if you.
They know because yeah. they fixed that. In Destiny 1, they had a similar thing.
Similar,
with
yeah.
the gear, and they patched that shit within like a week.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. This has been going on since before yesterday's patch.
Because nobody's playing their game, and they just want people to feel comfortable.
Oh, my God. You guys are the worst.
So is the game, Webb.
You guys are the
So is the game.
Worst.
It's a different shade
I mean,
of poop.
He's got a kind of a point saying if, you know, if they haven't fixed it yet, do they care to? That's a game-breaking.
It is.
You know, thing. Like
it is. I mean, it's well, I mean, kind of. I mean, it's equal. Everybody, it doesn't matter what faction you are.
It takes the, no, I'm just saying, but it takes the game out of it, right?
True,
like,
yes.
You're supposed to be grinding to get these things, and if I can.
Oh, that's a grind.
If I, you're
that's
just,
a grind.
You don't even have to fight the enemies again.
No.
You said they don't even respawn.
No, but it's time consuming.
Oh, okay. A little time. I played the stupid Rick and Morty's Pokemon type of game, and I watched the little commercials just to get little coins. I didn't care.
I actually got bored of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's boring after a while.
Yeah.
But to get the coins instead of grinding and playing the game to do the stuff, I just watch the commercials.
Yeah.
Drew the TARDIS is right. It's not super game-breaking. The last event had a faction exploit, and normally the weapons that you get are trash weapons.
Oh, so the last one, though, was an exploit, too?
Apparently. I didn't know that.
Convenient.
Last one.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't know what the last exploit
We're
was.
We're not going to make the same mistakes that we did the last
game. Oh, my God. You
this
guys
is
are the
a
worst.
Brand new game,
you guys
everybody.
Are the absolute worst.
And it's going to have a 10-year life.
And it's going to have a 10-year like life. You're going to have to play this game for 10 years.
Who's running this? Peter Molyneux?
Exactly.
Yep.
I think he is. You're going to pull back
Who
the curtain.
Is this guy?
And he's going to be like, no, don't
I'm
look behind the
bitches.
Curtain. Don't look behind the curtain. And then Peter Molyneux's there. And then you guys can get Fable freaking Legends DLC.
You guys are the absolute worst.
This is refreshing. What else do we got?
Good.
It's good.
Good day.
Good show.
I thought Corey wasn't going to be here. You guys are worse than Corey.
Hey, we're just spitting truths, sir. Just spitting truths.
Yeah.
Twitch, I mean, the chat is saying it too. Bezer came all the way from England and said, been playing D2, Destiny 2, for those that are uneducated, and it's kind of disappointing. He said, story is shite, as the English would say.
Wow. Bezer, Okay, first of all, Bezzer doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm just saying.
America separated from England for a reason.
Okay. And England separated from Destiny for a reason, because it is
number two. Number two. Damn. Number two, at least there's a story in this one.
Is there?
Yes.
Is there really?
There is.
What really, is it again? Really?
God, I've never
wanted to. It's a two-hour story.
I mean, feel free to Avada Kedavra them right now. Yeah.
Something you can't do in Destiny.
Oh,
she's taking
because
it's two different universes.
It's fire. All the same.
Oh my god. It's okay.
What other stories we got?
We got some pre-Black Friday deals.
Some Bracka Friday deals.
Yeah.
Friday.
They're already posting that stuff right
They're
now.
You got to.
It's already November.
Yeah, bye.
Man, I guess I gotta start posting mine.
We start selling Christmas trees in October.
Why do I need to validate my age for this one?
Because
this is true.
How old are you?
What GameSpot take me to? Black Friday deals at Costco.
Black Friday deals. Okay.
PS4 and Xbox One get some pretty big discounts, actually.
The systems?
What do you get? Yeah. Okay. Tell us.
Yeah, what we got?
So Costco's selling the 1 TB PlayStation 4 bundle with Destiny 2 and Call of Duty WW2 for $290, which is $100 off the normal price.
Okay.
If you're looking I already have a PS4. I don't need that.
If you're looking for it.
Pause. What do you mean you already have a PS4? You don't need that. You're about to buy an Xbox One X.
I already have a PS4.
Don't you have an Xbox One already?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Boom.
Damn.
Mic drop. If you don't...
I only use my PS4 or used to use it for Blu-rays.
What are you going to do when you get the Xbox One X?
More Blu-rays.
All right.
And more games.
What else is going to hold her makeup, Aaron?
What other discounts we got?
If you don't care about the games, which I know you two do not care about those two games, you get another $100 off, so you get the 1 TB system for $190.
Nice.
Xbox, you get the 500-gig Xbox One S Sports Bundle, which comes with the NBA 2K18 and NFL 18, two controllers, and a 3-month Game Pass membership. For only $300.
Yeah, but this is Costco, right?
Yeah.
So you have to have the membership.
You have to have the membership.
Okay. I got a platinum one.
Additionally, you can get the 500-gig game system without the games and just an extra controller and a 3-month game pass for $220.
I love that.
Okay. I mean, yeah, those are actually very good deals.
Those are super good deals.
If you don't have a Costco membership, you should have one.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you should have one.
I do have one, but I don't use it. I have it for my grandparents.
Yeah, it's the same thing with me. I have it for kind of my family and some friends
use
and stuff like that.
For samples. What?
You just go and eat samples?
Yeah, you don't buy anything. You just eat samples. Oh, what is this? Act like you're interested. Eat a sample.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I went one time with a friend, and she waited in line for a sample. So it clearly is. It
Why
might be
not?
Worth it.
They got good stuff.
I was sitting there laying on the pillows like, is she really waiting for samples?
Yeah, and then you go outside and get a $1.50 hot dog and drink, and you're good. You're golden.
You live like a king.
Yeah, that's a really good deal.
It's a champion.
Samples and hot dogs for everybody.
Running it out, GameStop is going to have some deals for pre-Black Friday.
What is pre-Black Friday?
Hold on to your horses there.
It's the Friday before Black
Friday.
The catch is you have to be a Rewards Pro or Elite member in order to take advantage of these. And honestly, they're not even really that great.
GameStop deals are never that good.
They're never really that good.
The sale goes from November 10th to November 12th. And you save on some hardware and games. For the hardware, you get a free game of choice and a $50 store card when you buy any Xbox One S bundle, but that's $349.99.
But do you get your dignity?
No,
because you're at GameStop, not getting the good deals.
At least the good thing is most of the bundles come with a game anyway, so you're kind of getting two games.
Okay, that's good.
Lots of games are discounted as well. Some of the highlighted deals include Destiny 2 for $40, Horizon Zero Dawn for $20, Middle Earth Shadow of War for $40, Grand Theft Auto 5 for $30, Ghost Recon Wildlands for $30.
Hey, guys, we just got a $10 donation.
Hey, thanks for the donation. Sorry we didn't see it.
Hey.
Sorry we didn't get the notifications. We got to work on that, but we would definitely. Thanks.
Thank you.
That little E thing?
That's a pound.
Pound?
Oh, yeah, we got.
Wait, does that mean you guys are going to use that $10 donation for Black Friday?
Yeah. Pre-Black Friday.
Pre-Black Friday.
Thank
Pre-Black
you for Friday. Listening, everybody, to the Video Game Bang. It's been a lovely show. Thank you for taking your time out there. Don't forget to go on social medias and follow us on all the social medias. Just all type in them. Video Game Bang and you'll find us anywhere. iTunes, subscribers. And also, we want to hear from you as well. Please write us. Let us know your likes and dislikes about the show because we are very interested on how to make it better. And you are the people we're making it better for. So we got to hear from you.
Help right? us help you.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, are we on it or not?
Exactly.
Damn.
So for Ivy Doom Kitty, the real David Webb, Steven Gutierrez, what the up? International, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have all just been pre-Black Friday banged.
Terrible.